Talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel from Oklahoma State University. Daryl, latest U.S. Department of Agriculture cattle on feed numbers are out. We've got like 1% more cattle on feed this year compared to a year ago. Overall, what do you see in this report that jumps out at you?
Well, I think the main thing from the standpoint of pre-report expectations is this report was pretty well anticipated. I don't think there's any surprises here. The placement number is actually a little bit smaller than average, but more importantly, within the range of estimates. The marketing's number was just about dead on, and the on-feed total for April 1st also very much as expected. So from that standpoint, no real surprises in this report that I think the market should react to. That's not to say that we couldn't see some reaction.
Daryl, seems like that, of course, a month ago we had very, very big placement number compared to a year ago. And this number you mentioned is a little bit less than what traders were expecting, but still we are again above a year ago. What does that tell you?
Well, it confirms what we know is happening. I mean, we knew on January 1 with the inventory estimates that the feeder supply was up. We began herd expansion in 2014, and by the time you get to 2016, that means there's more feeder cattle coming through the pipeline. And so, February was a big number, and that caused a little bit of reaction. But the fact that we're up year over year is something we're going to see for many more months to come as we proceed with this herd expansion that is now reached a point where that feeder supply pipeline is coming into the feedlots. And of course, that means then that we're going to translate this into increased slaughter coming out of the feedlot and increased beef production from this point forward.
Daryl, let's talk a little bit about the marketing's number. It was above a year ago. Is this a strong enough marketing's number that you feel that we are keeping up the pace that we need to have to stay current?
I think so. We've spent the last couple of months, 3 or 4 months really, kind of getting this feedlot situation kind of cleaned up. The placement number the marketing's number was relatively strong. When you couple that with what we see happening this last week in particular, the weekly carcass weights showed a fairly pronounced seasonal decline in both steer and heifer carcass weights. That's encouraging and kind of confirms that. And if you look at the quarterly on-feed numbers, there's something that's changed in this report that we haven't seen for quite a while. The heifers on-feed as of April 1st on the quarterly estimates were up year over year for the first time in about 14 quarters. And again, that's indicative of the fact that feeder supplies are beginning to grow, probably also confirms that we're slowing down the rate of heifer retention, not to say that we're not doing that. I think we still are. By the other token, steers on feed on April 1st in the quarterly estimates were down year over year for the first time in several quarters. And we had a real big buildup in those steer on feed numbers on a quarterly basis last year that was part of the problem and the backlog we got into. This would suggest it's still a pretty big number because it's compared to a big number a year ago, but it's beginning to come down, and that's one more indication that we're in relatively good shape, I think, in getting this feedlot situation cleaned up pretty well.
I know that your friend Jim Robb had kind of signaled that he thought that we are starting to place enough cattle right now that we're going to have pretty significant supplies of cattle coming out of our feedlots in the second half of this year. Is that what you're kind of seeing right now?
We certainly will see an increase year over year going forward. Again, we know those cattle are out there. And we are placing them now, starting in February, continuing this month. If you look at the weight breaks downs, most of the increase in placements, as it has been for some months, is in the heavier weight categories. And so we're going to kind of balance relatively current supplies right now for the rest of the second quarter here against the fact that we've placed these heavier cattle. The lightweight placements were down. So it moderates some of that impact. It spreads it out a little bit over time. But clearly, as we move from the first to the second half of the year, we're going to see a year-over-year increase in feedlot inventories and feedlot production.